The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.
Hi there, I'm Matt Budd for Fresh FM. Here's former Nelsonian Lorraine McIntosh with a report from Valencia, Spain.
Hello, this is Lorraine McIntosh reporting from Spain for the week. What a week it has been. Almost 3 days we were bombarded with NATO news, and very impressive it all was. We were able to watch the whole process of Air Force One landing at the military base near Madrid, taxiing in, then a back door unloading tens of black-suited men, back to the front door, and President Biden finally appears when everything is in order. As Spanish King and the Defence Minister, the only woman in all of this, get out of their waiting car and all the handshaking and introductions take place before Biden gets in his special car, which is nicknamed the Beast, and is cavalcaded into the centre of Madrid. I met my Spanish husband when I was in Auckland assisting Connie Lawn at the 1999 APEC meeting. The centre of the city was closed to traffic, and the town hall is the media centre and so on. So Madrid is all that, but massively bigger. The event was the enormous conference centre where I had been in the media at the COP25 climate change meeting in 2019. Interesting to see the 2,000 media that passed sufficient security checks to be there. Plenty of interviews and formal events covered, and of course the New Zealand Prime Minister Ardern being a star everywhere. First off with an exchange of football jerseys with Spain's president, but plenty of other occasions she was shown speaking and meeting leaders. I didn't know it was all going to culminate in a signing of a free trade agreement with the EU. No doubt several years of hard work, as they don't come easily. As far as the New Zealand Prime Minister in England goes, our coverage doesn't extend that far. Spain's president acquitted himself very well as the political host, although our king, as head of state, had a major role in all the ceremonial stuff. Now President Sanchez is back to his domestic problems and dealing with his far-left partners and the messes. With elections only a year away, the pressure is on. It seems that not only New Zealand and the UK are seeing a resurgence of Omicron, Spain is now reporting that we are in a resurgence too. I wonder how they work out the statistics for new cases, as most people wouldn't report it now. I guess only the deaths and those in hospital can be measured with some accuracy. I feel summer, while we are less susceptible to the virus, people are now socialising more, crowds in summer discos and concerts, and crowds on the beach and in hotels. Two friends went on a cruise and got it, but they didn't say anything. They wouldn't have been able to go on their next cruise. I'm a bit concerned about my own departure for New Zealand on the 25th of this month. I will be wearing my mask in any crowded places, which actually includes a Fat Freddy's Drop concert in Valencia. Can you believe it? The New Zealand Embassy lets us know about such things, so with Aussie friends we're joining an unknown number of people at the concert. I saw Lord was wowing in Glastonbury, so presume New Zealand artists are now able to get overseas and share the magic of their music. So for a more relaxed week ahead, it's goodbye from Lorraine in Spain.
Reporting from Valencia, Spain, former Nelsonian Lorraine McIntosh. Today's technology allows us to keep in touch with locals who live abroad. If you're heading overseas and would like to report back to Fresh FM listeners, ring the studio nearest you or contact Fresh FM through the website freshfm.net.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz.